I was living in Halifax, and I had my older son with me. I had custody issues, so was originally accepted into the program 4 years before I actually started, and it took those 4 years to navigate through family court to get permission from the judge to be able to come here with my son. At that point, initially, the option I was given was I can either stay in Halifax with my son or leave him and go to school. And there's no choice to be made in that. So it took 4 years to, make the changes and get permission to relocate with my son so I can start the program. But in that time, I feel like, and for me, that was my barrier, one of my biggest barriers I had overcome. But I still got a lot of support from the midwives back home to be involved. I really immersed myself in reproductive and sexual health areas where I could. I was involved with Planned Parenthood in Halifax. I worked at a women's bookstore that focused on sexual health. So I got to do a lot of things that I think I was able to bring to the midwifery program. The program, it's tough. It's a tough program, and it challenges everyone in so many ways. And some advice I had got from one of the midwives back home was, becoming a midwife shouldn't be easy, and you do have it will challenge you. And so all these barriers that students face, very individual barriers, I think really help us build the strength and to be able to become better midwives. No one likes no one likes those challenges, but finding ways to overcome them, I think really they're all very personal. And I think in some what I tell myself is the way those challenges help build ourselves.